Blog Talk Radio.
Chapter 9. We're going to start the fifth verse. This is familiar verse. But we're going to talk a little bit. Amen. And this is a part of your assignment. Sowing your tithes and offerings to complete your assignment in the earth. Come on, say sowing.
Sowing.
Your tithes.
My tithes.
And offerings.
And offerings.
To complete. Your assignment.
My assignment.
In the earth. Say my assignment.
My assignment.
And say it's personal.
It's personal.
Nobody can do what you do. Amen.
Amen.
Nobody can give your talent for you. Nobody can give your time for you. Come on. Can't nobody do manage my time but me. Come on. Is that all right?
Yeah.
Nobody can make you get up in the morning and wake you and touch you up in the morning but God. Come on. The long clock didn't do it. Is that all right?
Hallelujah.
If the cell phone wake up, and I know a lot of people heard some cell phones this morning and did not get up. Come on, is that all right?
All right.
But his power and his grace, and most of all, his what? Mercy.
Yeah.
What it does, it endure what?
Forever.
Say forever.
Forever.
Amen. And so we're going to talk about sowing your tithes and offerings to complete your assignment. Say my money got to be saved too.
My money got to be saved.
We talked about, amen, for the last couple of weeks, probably for a month and a half, we talked about talents. We talked about focus. Talked about, amen, being on time, punctuality. Come on, say being on time.
Being on time.
Punctuality. We talked about getting along with those that work with you. Because, you know, sometimes it's hard to get along with folks you work with. If you can't get along with folks that you live with, how hard do you think it's going to be for you to get along with folks that you work with? Oh, y'all, come on, somebody. Oh, y'all, go ahead and give God praise right there. Come on. Sometimes it's hard for you to live with yourself. Because most of us don't like ourselves. Amen. But my assignment is to get you to begin to love on yourself. Love who you are. Come on. Is that all right? Say, I'm going to love on me.
I'm going to love me.
Can't nobody be a better me than me. Come on.
Yeah.
I want you to view yourself, amen, as already successful. Come on, say, I'm already successful.
I'm already successful.
See, I'll be walking around. I want y'all to begin to talk to me. Come on, y'all come up and give your tithes and offerings. I want every one of you to get some cards. I'm saying, I'm just going to remember, get 3 cards and take with you and invite some people out to call. I'm going to let you know while you get at the River Church, while you're in the season, God is watching you. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
Come on, say, God is watching me.
God is watching.
It ain't just pastor, but God is watching me. Yeah. God expects greatness out of you. Because why? He put greatness
in me.
Oh, I wish I could get somebody to say, the Lord put greatness in me. He said, it's not the Lord build a house. A man that labor what?
Labor
in what?
In vain.
Amen. You got to understand that the only way you're going to get some out of this tithes and offerings, according to Proverbs 3:5, he said, trust. Oh, y'all, we got to get some people to trust God. Trust in the Lord. Come on, say, trust in the Lord. Trust God with your ability to manage your finances. Come on, say, trust God. You know, most of us, glory to God, we need to take a financial class. Come on, they're all right. I'm going to make you whole, because sometimes our soul can be saved, but, amen, we don't know how to manage our money.
That's true.
Come on, somebody. We get $50, and we see $50 worth of McDonald's. Then the next day, we try to call who we can borrow from, and God has already made a way, but you ate your what? Oh, come on, we pay that, man. Amen. And you know we should, glory to God, amen, get some groceries. Say groceries. He said, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Come on.
Yeah.
I can tell you who you love when I see to who you give to.
Uh-huh.
Oh, come on, somebody.
Uh-huh.
I can't tell co-pastor I love her and I don't never give her nothing. She likes my sweet kisses. And Brother Michael, my big hugs. Yeah, come on, they're all right. Oh, open the door and let her get up in that old big F-150. Come on, y'all. Huh? That the Lord blessed me with. She liked it, huh? Is that all right? But if I don't never, amen, send her a message or give her a rose or, you know, send her a sandwich that she liked. Come on. Is that all right? Send a sandwich that she liked. Amen. She won't think I don't care nothing about her. She can't cook me beans that I don't like. She need to cook me the beans that I like. Come on, is that all right? So you got to trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding. I want to talk a little bit now about your tithes. That was just me, little me trying to distract you to get your mind off of what I'm getting ready to talk about. Is that all right? Get your mind, the blood flowing through your brain cells. Your brain cells. Huh? Is that all right? He said, in all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. I want to let you know, he didn't pick out now not one category that you need to acknowledge. He said, in all your ways. And I want to say, River Church, I want you to acknowledge him in all your ways when you get paid, the next time you get paid. Come on, y'all. Because these lights cannot run if PWC don't get it.
That's right.
Come on, somebody.
Amen.
God has given you the ability to take care of your home, but he's also given you the ability to take care of his home.
That's right.
Come on, say his home.
His home.
His home. His home. Say, I enjoy taking care of his home.
I enjoy taking care of his home.
Hallelujah. What it does, what he's saying, recognize him as your source. Come on, is that all right? And be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It shall be health to your neighbor and marrow to your bones. Honor the Lord with your what? Come on, everybody say that. Honor the Lord with your what? Honor the Lord with your what? I want everybody to say it. Come on, because I don't want nobody to think I'm trying to trick them. Say, honor the Lord with your what? And with the first fruit of your what? Of all of your what? Say, increase.
Increase.
First fruit of all of your what?
Increase.
Say, increase.
Increase.
Increase. Increase. Increase. Increase. Increase. Come on. We're not about a decrease, but we're about what?
Increase.
Come on. Get co-pastor. We walk around our home, and I want everybody from now to walk around your home and say, Lord, I thank you for increase in my finances. Increase in promotion. Come on, say increase.
Increase.
Increase in my mind. Increase in my children. Bless God. Increase, oh God, in the areas that I need increase. Say increase.
Increase.
Honor the Lord with your substance. You know, that's your tithes and your offerings. You recognize him as your source. Now, I'm going to get into it, but I'm just talking a little bit. Is that all right? Give me about 30 minutes, about 25 more minutes, 5 minutes and went back. I'm just talking a little bit. Hallelujah. Tithes is a tenth of the 100% that God gave you. The tithe, say the tithe. $2,000 is, what is 10% of
$2,000?
$200. Say 200.
$200.
$1,000 is how much?
$100.
$50 is how much?
$500.
Amen. So everybody can count, right? Amen. I just want to make sure before I go into everybody can count. Amen. Amen. A little bit. Amen. So, tithing is the only seed that influence you have over your future. Come on. Say tithe.
And
offering. Is the only influence that I have over my future. If you don't give nothing, you won't receive. Come on, y'all. See, when you tithe, you influence your money.
Uh-huh.
If you're struggling with your finances, start tithing.
Uh-huh.
And say, Lord, because that's the only way in the Bible, according to Malachi, I'm going to get there, that you can prove that God exists by if you tithe, then he began to what? gonna increase you. Come on. That's the only way in the Bible that you can prove that he is God. That's the first way. Come on, y'all, that he is God. He said, give unto me. Give. He told Adam, he said, give me a part of your time in the garden. Give me a time. Let's make it personal. Hallelujah. Come on, say, make it personal. You know, tithing is a personal decision that you must make in your walk with Christ. In your walk with Jehovah. Come on, say, Jehovah. It's the only influence you have over your future. Because the Bible said in Matthew 18 and 19, you say, whatever you loose on earth, you said, I'll loose in heaven. Whatever you bind on earth, I'll bind in heaven. Now, if you bind up that this is the devil for you to tithe, then God is going to bind up, loosen, amen, opportunity for you from heaven. Oh, y'all, come on, somebody. But if you lose your finances, come on, say loose. There's some benefits. There's some benefits for you loosing your finances for the furtherance of the what?
The gospel.
Not to get the pastor a bigger trust. Come on, y'all. But according to the word of God, the tithe only supposed to go to the priest.
Amen.
Come on now. Is that all right? Not to the homeless. Not to the sick people. I'm going to take you there. The tithe will go to the priest. But God bless your priest that I don't have to receive it right now. Come on, say right now.
Right now.
I don't have to receive it right now. Cause I say, Lord, if you free me up, Lord, I just want to be able to teach the word without anybody thinking they can control me with their money. Come on. I wish I could get a few people. Come on, say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Is that all right?
Amen.
10 reasons why you should tithe. 10 reasons. 10 reasons. I'm going to do it quickly. Hallelujah. Leviticus 27:30. Turn quickly there, co-pastor. Number one reason. Because God commands it. Come on. 10 reasons why you should tithe. See, I want you to write in your notes. Because God commands it. How many know this is a command? For you to tithe. Say, it's a command to be here. Hallelujah. Leviticus 27:30. We're going to do it quickly. Go ahead, co-pastor.
And all the tithe of the land.
All the tithe of the land. Uh-huh.
Whether of the seed of the man.
Uh-huh.
Or of the fruit of the tree.
Uh-huh.
Is the Lord.
Is the what?
Is the Lord.
No matter what your increase, it all belongs to who?
To the Lord.
Amen. Go ahead.
It is holy unto the Lord.
Your tithe is what?
Holy.
Can I hear everybody say your tithe?
Your tithe
is holy.
It is holy.
Now go ahead and give God praise for that. Your tithe is holy.
Yes.
Your tithe is holy. I will not hold the holy thing back from God. It's holy. He says it's holy.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let nobody trick you not giving to the River Church, because it's holy.
Mm-hmm.
Or any church I'll tell anybody that's a member in any church, you need to tithe to the storehouse because it's holy.
Mm-hmm.
When you don't tithe, glory to God, you lose unholy things upon you. Come on, somebody. But if you allow the unholy thing to become a part of your destiny. But when you tithe, glory to God, what is it to the Lord?
It's holy.
It's what?
It's holy.
Say it's holy.
It's holy.
Holy, that means that it's consecrated. That means that it's untouchable. You don't want to touch that. Don't you know that scripture may say, touch not my anointed, do my prophet no harm?
Yeah.
Amen. Don't you know that Jesus was the first prophet? God was the first prophet. Because every prophet came out of him. God made prophets.
Yes.
Come on, I'm going to know. I'm going to agree with me that God made prophets.
God
made all men. Come on, that all right? God, all prophets, all teachers, all pastors come from who?
God.
So he said, now, this is a lower level of him, the prophets.
Uh-huh.
He said, touch not my prophet.
My anointed.
My anointed do my what? My prophet what?
No harm.
No harm. Now, if he called the prophet holy, now he called the tithe holy because this goes to him. Come on.
Yes.
So since he's the overseer prophet, he's a major prophet, he's a prophet of all prophets.
Yes.
Come on, I'm going to agree with me. He's the number one prophet. He won't be a prophet without God. Come on. He produced the prophets out of him. somebody. Go ahead and give God praise. Say it's not just money for this.
Oh,
it is so holy. It's God's attention.
My God.
It's so holy that he commands us to tithe it.
Yes.
Why? Because for souls, say souls.
Souls.
Say souls.
Souls.
You're here because me and Copal is tithe to keep the rent and the lights open at the River Church. Y'all go ahead and give God praise.
Amen.
Come on.
Amen.
You're here. Your family members have been touched. Amen. Because a few that was here gave their what? Tithe.
That's right.
Amen. And kept it what?
Holy.
Say holy.
Holy.
Hallelujah. The reason why you're hearing this word is because of the what?
The tithe.
Amen. The tithe is holy. Why? For the furtherance of the gospel. And because God commanded us to do it.
Amen.
And he called it holy. If we didn't pay one bill, it's still holy.
Yeah.
If we didn't sing one song, it's still
holy.
Come on, y'all. If we don't sow it, it's still what?
Holy.
Say holy.
Holy.
Amen. Then we'll move to the next one. Number two, because Jesus commanded. The first one, because God commanded. The second one is because Jesus commanded. Matthew 23 and 23, turn quickly. Because Jesus commands it. Amen. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees.
Uh-huh.
Hypocrites.
Hypocrites.
For you pay tithes of mint.
Uh-huh.
And anise.
Uh-huh.
And cumin.
Uh-huh.
And have omitted.
Uh-huh.
The weightier matters of the law.
And omitted the weightier matters of the law. Uh-huh.
Judgment.
Judgment.
Mercy.
Mercy.
And faith.
And faith.
These ought ye to have done.
These ought to,
And not to leave the other under.
And not to leave the what? Other what?
Under.
God said, don't leave your tithe undone. Come on, somebody. Is that all right? Jesus commanded.
Both.
Huh? He commanded the Pharisees and the Sadducees back then. He taught them in the synagogues. Amen. That you should give what? Your tithe. And read that again.
Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees.
Woe unto you. Woe unto all of us in here.
Hypocrite.
He calls us a hypocrite if we don't tithe. Some people rather give to the poor, but they won't tithe first. You can go out and give food to the people on the street, but if you don't tithe your 10%, Jesus called you a what? I wish I could get somebody. Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all. Come on. This is good teaching. This is good teaching. This will, amen, cause your spirit and your mind to grow and to see the sincerity of what God want to do with your finances. Come on, somebody. Because what I'm teaching, amen, not to get something from you, but to get something to you. It frees your finances. And you first got the tithe in your mind. It can't come out of your hands until you make your mind up. Well, you make your yes and your no's. Come on. Is that all right?
No.
Don't let nobody control your tithe. Don't let nobody force you to give a 10%.
Amen.
God ain't forcing you to be saved. Come on, y'all. Come on, I wish I could get somebody. God ain't forcing you to live right. He just say, come.
Yes, right.
He's not forcing you to do the right thing, but he's giving us an opportunity to do it.
Right.
Hell ain't made for us. It's made for Satan, all the third of angels that fell from the earth.
Yeah.
Come on, say, hell wasn't made for me.
Wasn't made
hell
for me.
Time that God was. Made for men. The earth is the Lord in the fullness thereof. You say, occupy. You know, we supposed to, amen, flourish here on the earth. And I wish I could get a few people here at the river and say, you know what? I'm flourishing.
I'm flourishing.
I might have made some mistakes in my past, but I'm flourishing right now. I wish I could get a few people. I might have made some mistakes in my past. I might have been a hypocrite with my tithe. Come on. He didn't say adultery. He didn't say lying. He didn't say fighting. Come on, y'all. But he said, if you still don't tithe, amen, one of the reasons that he called you a hypocrite is when you steal your tithes. Say, I'm not going to do that anymore. Come on. Is that good?
Hallelujah.
Number three. Deuteronomy 14 and 23. Turn quickly, co-pastor. Because tithing shows that God has first place in your life. When you tithe, it shows God has first place in your life. Hmm? 10 reasons why you should tithe. Because it what? It shows God has first place in your life. Deuteronomy 14 and 23. 14 and 23.
All right.
We might not get them all today, but we're gonna at least try to get five. Come on, we'll take it up.
And thou shalt eat before the Lord thy God in the place which he shall choose to place his name there. The tithe of thy corn, of thy wine, and of thy oil, and the firstlings of thy herds and of thy flock, that thou mayest learn to fear the Lord thy God always.
Now, this shows that God is first. That when you tithe, it shows that you put God in first place always. Everything you got. If you sell a vehicle, we ain't got no corn and donkeys right now, but we got vehicles. When you sell a vehicle, it ain't just your paycheck. But when you sell a vehicle and you make a profit off it, you need to tithe off of it. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
Is that good?
Amen.
When you sell some furniture, you running your business, and you got an extra whatever, he said what? Tithe off it.
Tithe.
Right? That shows that God has first place in your life. Don't you know when you tithe, it shows that he has first place? That's why when a man gives a woman a ring, that shows the woman that she is first in his life, not his mama.
All right.
And that's why some people have struggling in their marriage because if a man has not presented a ring, but I ain't mean to go here. And if a man has not presented a ring to her, then amen, it'll be a war between the girlfriend and the mom, especially if they're grown. Oh, I wish I could get a few people. Come on.
All right.
Come on, say amen. Why? Because when you give something, that your tithe symbolizes that I'm committed, amen, to supporting God. Oh, God, come on, somebody.
Right.
When you give a ring to a woman, you say, I'm committed to loving you only.
That's what it means.
Oh, I wish I'd give a few people.
Amen.
Come on, brother. Huh? So don't give. It's why he said don't give grudgingly. Don't give grudgingly. Amen. Because why? He doesn't respect that. So when you give love, don't give it, well, I'm going to do this to get this. No, that ain't that. I'm going to give a tithe to get something from God. No, you tithe because it's holy and he commanded it. Come on, y'all. Oh, y'all, come on, somebody.
That's a cheerful gift.
Huh? He want what? A cheerful gift.
That's right.
He wants you to give it out of your love for him.
That's right.
Come on, that's what tithe shows that I love God. See, when you give me a co-pastor something, it don't show God you love him. It shows us that you love us.
Yeah.
But when you give your tithe, you show God
come
that
on.
You love him. Oh, I wish I could give you people right there.
Right.
Come on, did that clear up some stuff?
Amen.
When you give to us, it does show God that now maybe you're ready for me to release up to you that you won't get the blessing. You won't get crazy and think you don't need God no more. Because you said a pot for look is an abomination.
Mm.
Oh, I wish I'd get a few people. Come on. Some people get them, I
ain't
giving that. I'm straight. I'm needing that. They switch up real quick. Come on, y'all. And then that's an abomination. I won't remind them people that. God said, not the preacher, not the pastor, not the prophet, not the apostle, not the bishop, not the teacher, not all the people and everything. But when God said it's an abomination to have a pride, look, I don't want to ride with nobody that's got the spirit of abomination on him because he may blow that place up right in and we ain't going to even wonder what happened.
No.
Come on, y'all. Come on. I was going to give you. They said the Titanic couldn't go down. But I didn't know God said, I got something for you. I'm the big dog on camp. I'm going to bring it down. I'm going to sink it. Come on. Come on, y'all. Don't tell the Lord thy God.
Yeah.
Don't give him. Tithes, it's too simple to take 10 off and say, God, I love you.
God, I love you.
Come on. You take it off. Take it off. Even just, with tears in your eyes, you shake it. I went on crack, but I was in some crack house. And I still on the floor shaking on the knee. You got to do that with your time, Lord. Lord, I'm going to give it. As long as you give it. See, because if you can get delivered the first time, second time become easy.
That's
oh,
right.
I wish I'd give a few people.
That's
come
right.
on. If you can start it, then all of a sudden, amen, it'll hold up.
Yeah.
He said, I open up the window to come and pour you out of blessing.
Yeah.
That control for a minute.
Come on.
I wish I could get a few people. Come on. When I get it, I'm not going to try to be bigger than matter. No, you come out of pockets.
Hey.
With the deep mission like mine.
Hello.
Come on. No, no, you don't want to.
Lord, have
Jesus. But all of a sudden, we get deep. That's why, amen, he wants you to give it from a loving heart, a grateful heart, a merciful heart. Jesus ain't say, now you got to get down on your knees and worship me, because I heal the sick, because I call blind Bartimaeus eyes to open. Jesus ain't telling him, now you owe me everything. He said, no, I want you to go and tell somebody. Oh, well, come on. God will bless some of y'all with buildings and houses. Y'all need to go tell somebody. When I came to the river,
come on.
Deuteronomy 8:18. Turn quickly. Now, two more real quick. Deuteronomy 8 and 18.
All right. Got it.
Go.
But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God.
Remember the Lord.
For it is he that giveth thee power.
Is the pastor.
To give is he. God.
Co-pastor.
Is God.
Your wife.
Is God.
Your husband.
Is God.
Your children.
Is God.
Your aunt, your cousin, all them other people.
It's the Lord.
Okay, who? Your job.
It's the Lord.
Your business.
God.
Okay, go.
That giveth thee power to get wealth.
Uh-huh.
That he may establish his covenant.
Establish his what?
His covenant.
So now we know tithing ain't just giving money. It's a what? Covenant.
It's
I wish I'd get a few people to say it's a covenant.
It's a covenant.
Now, anybody get an understanding of it? Amen. If you want your future to be great, find you somewhere to tithe right. Because anything less than your tithe, you tipping God.
Oh.
It's a tip. And he don't want your tip.
Oh,
he wants your what?
Your
tithe. Oh, y'all come on somebody.
Tithe.
Why? Because he give you what? Power.
Right.
That's why when you get your tithe, it's a consecrated time. It's like worship. That's why y'all hear say worship. When you tithe, it's a form of worship. Come on, say tithe is a form of worship. It is so it's serious as a baby being born. You know, when a baby get ready to born, everything stops. Everybody go to the hospital. Everybody say, y'all be quiet. She's in pain. They got to give her anesthesia. Come on. They got the doctors around, the nurses around. Am I right, young ladies? Mothers, is that all right? Everybody around when they get ready to have a baby. She got fear for the first time. I don't care what nobody says. I know she got fear. Because first time anything, you get a little what? Anxiety.
Yeah,
is that all right? But when God get ready to bless you, come on, somebody. When God give you an assignment to be a blessing with your tithe, and he give you the power to get it. And read that last part to that verse.
It says he may establish his covenant.
Establish.
Which he swear unto thy father.
He swear unto thy father.
As it is this day.
As it is today. So when you give your tithe, you come in covenant with him. God said, come on, say God said.
God said.
That I am in covenant to bless you. I'm in coming to make a way for you.
Amen.
I'm in coming to make everything all right. When you ain't looking for a promotion, some of you are knocking your door. You say, do you want to get promoted? Then when you, that's another way you can do it. Then it's another way you can do it. Put your tithe on there. You can write on there, Lord, I think we can increase $2 to $3 an hour. Don't say 50 cents. That ain't increase. You need $3 to $4 now. Come on, I want to be in your faith. Is that all right?
Amen.
Lord, I need my, if you're on Section 8, Lord, I need my Section 8 from 500 to 1,000. Come on, because I'm going to get off after a while, because he's going to bless me to get off it. Come on.
Hallelujah.
Is that all right?
Hallelujah.
Lord, I may have $200 of food stamp, but God, you're going to give me 500, and after a while, I'm going to get off it.
Hallelujah.
See, this is a covenant. So you write on there, Lord, what you want God to do, because you said it's a covenant. And this is an avenue for me to get blessed. This is an avenue for God to make a way for me when man say, I can't do it.
Yeah.
But he said, you can do all things through Christ,
right,
who strengthened me. Is that all right?
Yes,
that's an opportunity for you to get increase. Say increase.
Last
one. Go ahead, go ahead. Malachi 3 and 10. I ain't gonna hurt you with it. The same, everybody feels that good.
Amen.
Amen. We're not trying to beat nobody down with it. Come on, I ain't gonna kid you with all the curses and all that. Come on, y'all. Don't hold your head down. This is to get you to do better. Come on. And those that are doing it, they keep doing it. Come on. Is that all right? I'm gonna feel good. I'm letting you feel good. Come on. That ain't my job to judge. When people start knowing that, they're judging for them. They're trying to control them with the word. That's it. That's our deception, and that's a false what? Prophet.
Okay.
Is that all right? Malachi, I don't want to read the curse of the curse, because everybody knows if they don't give, you're going to struggle with your increase. Is that all right?
That's all right.
Okay, now, Malachi 3 and 10, read that.
Bring ye all the tithes.
All the tithes, not some of them.
All.
Not half of them.
All.
Even if your husband and wife, one tithe and one don't, that's still what?
That ain't all.
That ain't all, right?
All.
Everybody in the house, Say all who?
All the tithes.
All right, go ahead.
Bring all the tithes into the storehouse. That there may be meat in mine house. And prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts.
You say prove me with it.
If I will not open you the windows
prove.
Of heaven
prove.
And pour you out a blessing,
that
there should not be room enough to receive it.
To receive it. How many know that's big, ain't it? He said, prove me that I won't do it. I will pour it out. He said, this is the way you can prove that I'm God. You can test me. He give you an opportunity. Come on, let us all stand. Let us all stand. He said, this is you can give me a, now this is an opportunity. He give us
a way to test him. Now this is a way that you can test
me that I'm God. I can prove to you that I'm God if you tithe. I'll show you. I'll pour you out a blessing. You won't have room enough. When people see you, they can say, oh, something happened. Y'all, come on, somebody. Is that all right?
Amen.
When people see you, they say, oh, something in their spirit changed. Because when you tithe, you love God more.
Jeez.
It's a symbol that you love God more, not yourself. It's a symbol that you die to your own will and you submit to his what?
His will.
Oh, I wish I could get a few people. Is that all right?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. How many feel better about tithing?
Hallelujah.
Come on, give God praise. How many got a more of an understanding of it? Of the tithing. That's true. Because sometimes people, amen, the reason why the Lord led me to do that because, amen, this morning we're going to take pledges for our building fund. Come on,
Hallelujah.
God.
Amen.
Amen. Say pledges.
Pledges.
Whether you got it or not, pledge it. Come on, is that all right?
Hallelujah.
Amen. And we're going to take pledges because, amen, it's going to release finances and blessings and promotion and increase in our life. Come on, can I get somebody?
Yeah.
Amen. How many need a house? Amen. When you tithe, God say, prove me. Come on. It ain't on the pastors or who.
God.
Because when God said
that's
enough.
Uh-huh.
He said, heaven and earth are passed away, but my word will last forever. How many want to stay in covenant with God forever?
Hallelujah.
When you tithe, you're in covenant. When you give your life, you're in covenant. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just want to pray for the whole congregation. That those that don't have tithe, I'm believing God for some open doors to happen on this week. Come on, y'all.
Hallelujah.
I had to teach this because God said I'm getting ready to release and open the finances of the Rivers Church. Amen. Because this will cause us to be one of the fastest growing